On the show today, Neighbors Premium's very own Kathleen Krause joins us talking about their success with Trellis's operational consulting product and how they've been able to pass all the savings down to their members. So really cool story here. So check it out. Welcome to our show. We are here with Neighbors Credit Union's very own Kathleen Krause. Kathleen, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing well, doing well. Before the recording, we went through our trials and tribulations of Skype and Skype for Business and FaceTime. But you know what? All good things come to those who wait and keep trying. And here we are. We're successful recording. So thank you for your patience, Kathleen. And like you said before the recording, technology is great when it works.
Right. So sometimes you just have to, you know, play around with it and get it to work right.
Indeed. And that's what we did. And here we are. Very cool. All right. And we are better people for it. All right. We are talking about Trellis just had their Immersion 18 conference a week or so ago. And I heard it was one heck of a show. And I assume you were there. And we're talking about their operational consulting product. So can you tell us about Trellis's operational consulting product? What is it and how do you guys use it?
Sure. So Dave Kojanecki was Neighbors Credit Union's portfolio representative for several years before they split out and became mm-hmm. Trellis. Mm-hmm. So we already had a really good working relationship. And then he was talking to me about some of the changes that Trellis, you know, some of the things that they wanted to do. And one of them was operational reviews. And usually when we have different breakout sessions and things like that, you know, when you network with other credit unions, you learn an abundance of things.
Oh, yeah.
Mine always tie back to fraud and to operations because that's what I know the best. So mm-hmm. he came in and he said, would you work with me on, you know, trying to develop this out and what would help and what would make sense for other credit unions. So I was their beta. And then I typed up some things and sent it to him, and he made a list of things. He came out and spent a day with me. And so we just talked about everything from A to Z, like mm-hmm. what type of issues are you experiencing and, you know, that type of thing. So we talked a little bit about compliance. We talked about our billings. We talked about the way that we have our parameters set up because all those things tie into your profitability mm-hmm. and your profitability. You know, that trickles down to our members because then we're able to pay out dividends to our members and give back, which mm-hmm. is, you know, really our ultimate goal
is
to give back to our members.
That's a good thing for sure, for sure. So what sparked it? What got you guys going with this? And then how has it been since you've been using it?
One of the things we did was we spent a lot of time talking about the billings and reviewing the billings and do you really need to have this thing turned on when you've got this? Mm-hmm. Because when, you know, you first start your program, things change over the years with technology the security procedures that you have in place. So we found one of the things that we were able to eliminate from our invoices, and that will end up saving Neighbors approximately about $14,000 a year because we had something turned on that we really weren't utilizing. But it was a billing thing that's based on a per account. So when you have, you know, 35,000 accounts, you know, that adds up very quickly. Mm-hmm. So that is just one example of the many things that we looked at when we were going through that process. Like, is this something that we could eliminate? And now that we're EMV and now that we've got, you know, the Falcon fraud reporting, we've got all these other securities and mobile wallets with the Apple Pay and Samsung Pay. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things now that we didn't have when we first started up our program. Mm-hmm. So it's good to go through it. And then Dave with the processor, so he knew things on the back end of, you know, how that works. So with me from the credit union side and he having the processor background, mm-hmm. he could tell us, you know, we could just kind of do our checks and balances.
Oh my God.
It was an awesome experience.
Yeah, yeah. So where are you going to go with it now? I mean, now that you guys have had this great experience with it, you're benefiting from it. Obviously, your members are benefiting from it. I mean, you guys are saving some serious cash, and you're able to give that back to the members and also put it back into your operations as well. So there's so much upside here. Where do you guys go from here with it?
We're just going to keep building upon that. And we will do the same thing with our other with our other vendors, just take a closer look. And since that time, when I was at the Trellens conference, mm-hmm. our PIN provider was there. So I started having similar conversations with him, and, you know, he's kind of scratching his head and he's like, that's a good question. Let me get back to you, because, you know, there's, I'm sure there's things built into the PIN parameters that, you know, the experts can take a closer look at and say, and do we have our switches routing, you know, the best way possible? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have your standard ones, but then all those things always need to be fine tuned. And so I talked a little bit to them. And I've been working with my Visa USA rep, and I kind of want to do the same thing with him now, mm-hmm. have him come in with me, take a look at the invoices and say, is there anything that stands out to you? Because my CFO keeps a spreadsheet, and if we see a fluctuation, then we research it and try to figure out, you know, what caused that, mm-hmm. and is that a billing error, or is that truly just the cost of doing business that's increased?
Yeah.
So we're kind of just looking at that across the board.
Okay, yeah. So it sounds like you can kind of go step by step, or project by project, or solution by solution to see, okay, where can we improve here? Where can we make it more efficient, more productive? All those bells and whistles and stuff. So it's, wow. And so how, I mean, so by the time you get through all this stuff, man, you guys are going to be a fine-tuned machine.
Well, that's the ultimate goal for sure. And then the other part, the other value that Dave is going to bring that they're working on is the compliance part.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
There's so much compliance tied around not just credit cards and debit cards, but everything. Mm-hmm. And trying to read that and understand how that's going to impact you, mm-hmm. you know, is a major deal. So Trellens has actually hired some staff that are actually experts in the field. So I feel that alone is going to be a huge thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of times the processors, you know, they're going to help you to a certain extent. And sure. then they're like, but I'm not a lawyer, so you need to check that out. So you just need somebody to help you decipher what it all means. And you know that you can go the legal mm-hmm. route and make sure that it's all checked out. But first you have to understand it before you go to a lawyer who doesn't deal in debit card and credit card processing. Mm-hmm. Really know what impacts those are going to have on your operations.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a little education that needs to be done there as well from the attorney side. Definitely. I mean, listening to you talk, I mean, how does it feel from your end to have somebody like Trellens kind of they got your back, I guess, basically. You know, I mean, it must be really comforting, especially even for credit unions who may be smaller in size, who may not have the resources to do this stuff themselves. Gosh, that must be such a nice feather in their cap to have somebody in their, you know, to have them there, have their back, basically.
So there was a big lead up to the big Trellens, you know, kickoff and everything. And everybody was anxious to see, you know, what's this new company going to be about? And I knew it was going to be good, but I have to say, even for me, it way exceeded my expectations, because there was a lot of really good speakers. We had somebody from the Fed that talked to us about the rate environment.
Oh, wow.
Then we had somebody from that used to be the person in charge of cybersecurity mm-hmm. in the White House. And then
Teresa Payton. Yeah, I've seen her talk before. She's awesome.
Yes, Teresa Payton. Oh, my God. She was awesome. Mm-hmm. So she, you know, she just brought a lot of things to light, you know, like you need to think about this, you need to think about that. So she came at it from a different perspective, even though she's not debit card processing and credit card processing, a lot of the things still resonate with us. Mm-hmm. So it was real. We could have listened to her talk all day.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was Molly Bell from CUNA.
Oh, yeah.
And she was a dynamic speaker. I mean, one speaker after the other, and it was all relevant to our jobs. And then the biggest thing for me is being able to network with all those different credit unions, whether they're larger or smaller, yep. because we all, and then one of the good things that Trellens did was they had a breakout and you sat at, it was kind of like speed dating for credit cards. So you sat at one table with a speaker for a half hour and then you moved to the next table and it was a different topic.
Oh, wow.
But I couldn't take notes fast enough because there were so many good ideas yeah. going on at the table. And just people helping people. Really, it was just people helping people. Well, mm-hmm. this is how we do it. Here's my business card. Give me a call and we can talk about it. So.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. I mean, I keep hearing this. I mean, I've said it a million times on the show. I keep hearing the message out there. When you go to these conferences, we've got to collaborate to compete. And this is the perfect example of it. Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. Anything else here to wrap up, Kathleen? Because, I mean, this, again, this sounds like there's so much upside with the operational consulting and then all the other cool things that you guys are doing and what it's allowing you guys to do as well. So it sounds like...
Yeah, because as soon as we, you know, when we benefit from any profits that we're making on our programs, we invest that money back into more technology, like with the fraud and things like that, mm-hmm. so that we're able to offer better products to our members. Yep. To become more safe, more secure, and to be more competitive. So one of the ways that we do that is we do instant issues. So we instant issue our cards in our branch. Mm-hmm. So when we go through a breach, like we're in the middle of a breach right now, mm-hmm. so that will help us, because people that are getting ready to leave on vacation can just run by the branch, get a card, and leave.
Oh, cool.
So we're in the process of implementing that on credit cards as well. So there's just a lot of things that when we benefit financially from something, that we're able to pass that along, mm-hmm. and be able to support more products.
Indeed. And that's the credit union difference again.
Yep.
Again.
Yep. Absolutely. There's a lot of them.
Indeed. Well, that's a great message to end on, Kathleen. Thank you so much. Congratulations on all your success, and look forward to maybe checking down the road again and see where you guys are with it again. See what more improvements you made.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mike. It was good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Thanks again.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.